Random House Audio presents The Sea by John Banville. Read for you by John Lee. Part 1. They departed, the gods, on the day of the strange tide. All morning, under a milky sky, the waters in the bay had swelled and swelled, rising to unheard-of heights, the small waves creeping over parched sand that for years had known no wetting save for rain, and lapping the very bases of the dunes. The rusted hulk of the freighter that had run aground at the far end of the bay, longer ago than any of us could remember, must have thought it was being granted a relaunch. I would not swim again after that day. The seabirds mewled and swooped, unnerved, it seemed, by the spectacle of that vast bowl of water, bulging like a blister, lead-blue and malignantly agleam. They looked unnaturally white that day, those birds. The waves were depositing a fringe of soiled yellow foam along the waterline. No sail marred the high horizon. I would not swim. No, not ever again. Someone has just walked over my grave. Someone. The name of the house is the Cedars, as of old. A bristling clump of those trees, monkey brown with a tarry reek, their trunks nightmarishly tangled, still grows at the left side, facing across an untidy lawn to the big curved window of what used to be the living room, but which Miss Vavasor prefers to call, in landlady ease, the lounge. The front door is at the opposite side, opening onto a square of oil.